goodness opposite, grace for grace. The word of God is the ordained means of receiving all that is ordained for us in Christ Jesus. Join God's servant, Sonny E. Olide, of the Comforter Revival International Mission, as he brings the word for you to receive. Welcome to the Comforter Hour of Receiving.
Thank you for what you have begun to do. I thank you for what we complete in our life again tonight.
Amen.
Receive our thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. Holy Spirit, you are the greatest teacher. You will explain things tangible to us again. Thank you for hearing us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I say amen.
Amen.
Let's have a seat once again. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 and 21. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives that in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. That's something the Holy Ghost laid to my heart to share with us tonight. My earnest prayer and desire is that you will capture the reality. If you believe, let me hear your loudest amen. Living by the faith of Jesus Christ. 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 We were saved, we were rescued, we were redeemed, we were delivered. To live by the faith of Jesus Christ. Living by the faith of Jesus Christ. Our faith is one of the most misused subjects in the Bible. And tonight, I trust God that the Holy Spirit will share light into our spirit man. It will bring transformation to our mind. And it will bring healing to our body. In the name of the Lord Jesus. This brother by the Holy Ghost said, the life that he lives in the flesh, he lives by the faith of the Son of God, Christ Jesus, who loved him and gave himself for him. Religion only ends when faith starts. All religion stops when faith starts. If not, we keep just rotating and doing routine every day until this matter is settled in our heart. Living by the faith of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. This is the only living that guarantees our usefulness here on earth. Without living by the faith of Jesus Christ, we have no usefulness here on earth. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Living by faith, the faith of Jesus Christ is a great grace that you must not frustrate. You must not ignore. You must not abandon. You must not neglect. But you must embrace it. Grace to embrace the higher grace will be released upon you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, the just shall live by faith. Now, the just, the righteous, the righteousness of God, the believers shall live by faith. Whose faith? The faith of the Son of God. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. If anyone draw back from living by the faith of the Son of God, God says his soul has no pleasure in such a person. Will we press further? Let's get to Galatians chapter 3, verse 11. Then from there we proceed to Romans 1, 17. Let's settle a great matter tonight. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Then Romans 1, 17. Therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Now, from all the scripture we read, it's saying about something. And in Hebrews 11, 6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, as I say, the subject of faith is the most misused subject in the Bible. I'm living by faith. I'm living by faith. No. Living by faith, people must see the proof of it. They must see the proof of it. Now, I want to ask a question. I would like to ask a question. All of us here, we practice it daily. Whether consciously or unconsciously, I will face the sisters. Is there any day you don't look at the mirror, please? All the sisters. I won't mention your name. Is there anyone of you that doesn't look at the mirror every day? The question is that, are you looking at the mirror to see the mirror? The question is no. It's no. The answer is no. You are looking at the mirror purposely to see something. Oh my God, am I communicating? You look at the mirror daily, not to see the mirror, but you look at the mirror in order to see yourself. Am I communicating? Now, that's faith. Faith is God's ability to look at what is visible in order to see what is invisible. And bring the invisible you see into what? Into reality. That is faith. Please don't. I don't want you to get lost in this matter. Without this, we cannot please God. Without this, we cannot be productive. Without this, we cannot be useful here on earth. Let me come again. I don't want to mention name, but I believe we are all lovely sisters. If I may ask a question now, that is very, very okay. You see, whenever you look, you stand before your mirror and look. You see someone. And if there is anything you don't want to see in that person, what do? You make an adjustment. Abi? Why do you decide to make the adjustment? Because you look at something to see something. That adjustment you are now making, you are batting the person you are seeing. Hi. I don't know how I'm going to explain this. You are giving birth by adjusting
Let's assume that you see something that is in your face you don't want to see. What do you do immediately? You remove it. What are you doing by doing that? You are now batting what you are seeing. But you don't look at what you see. You look at what you don't see. In order to see what you are seeing.
Hallelujah.
Hi. Oh my God. May God give us understanding. You see, when you look at the pages of the Word of God, you look, you only look. But your ability to see God in His Word, that's innovation, Abi. Now, ability to bring God that you see when you look into the Word of God and you bring it to reality, that is faith at work. Oh my God.
Hi.
If you believe, let me allow them to amen. This brother said, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate this grace. That's the higher grace. Oh my God. Am I communicating? Now listen, I'm going somewhere. By the time you land there, you know you have received something. Do you just buy mirror in your house for decoration? Why do you buy the mirror? Don't know why I decided to use mirror today. It was used in the Bible. Let's go to where it was used so that we read it out. Eh? James chapter 1. Let's read it. Let's read from verse 22. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Glass means the mirror, Abi. Good. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, you look. And continue daring, you keep looking. And be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. Why should you look at the world and you are is considered at work? Do you notice two things there? Where and work. Am I coming? This is a serious issue. Because all the challenges we receive in counseling periods, text messages, phone call, I realize that this is where the problem lies. But a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Huh? 2 Corinthians 3. Verse 18. Let it 17 and 18. Now the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all with open face beholding as in a glass. We look as in a glass. The glory of the Lord are changed. Can you see that change now? Into the same image. From glory to glory. Even as by the Spirit of God. Now listen. Let's assume that someone finished brushing. And maybe some of the whatever. They now went to the mirror. He saw this. What did this display do? What is he adjusting for? He wants that image to resemble what he's seeing when he looks. This is where the matter is. No. You see now. What do I say faith is? I don't want you to say yes, sir. I need my business. I say is God's ability to look. Is the word of God visible? No. God's ability to look. At what is visible. Why do you need to look? In order to see what is invisible and bring the invisible into physical reality. Hi. Oh my God. I pray that God will give us understanding tonight. You know, He has given you a lot of charge. Huh? Which is very, very accurate. I love that. That's why I have to continue from where He stopped. Let's settle this matter tonight. Huh? Oh. The reason why God shows you anything is so that you will implement it. Mama Abraham, please, ma. You have about 4 children or 5. Go. Thank you very much for that. You see, the very first month that you get pregnant, that the children are formed. No! It took what? 9 months of formation. Now, when the child is fully formed, then the place where the child occupies can no longer contain the child. What happened? He has to come out. Now, faith simply means when you look at God, you look at what God says, and you see God. Then you now bring that God into your mind, and God becomes a picture. Huh? What happened? When the picture gets to a point that is now real, then it is next thing that happens now is to keep delivering it. Through speaking, through action, through what? Your behavior. Am I communicating now? You will see, at the 9 months, you will see the baby wants to come out. You see the mother say, like this, though. Like, all of this started happening, Abby. At that point, even though they say, Mama push, whether you push or not, the boy is at that point, he's already fed up. That place no longer can no longer contain. So there is a form, there is a type of information that will happen in your mind. Eh? When you have captured the reality in the realm of the spirit. Even though they say don't give back, the bat will give back to himself. Hiya. Thank you, man. Some of you didn't capture this. I'm going. Now, how many of you have seen you have reared fowl before? Whether local or agri. Eh? Do you know why we need to go to this level? So that you will not be a religious person. Huh? Now, do you know when you see the local fowl, when they lay eggs, when it was time of incubation, is it 21 days? Is it 21? So don't blame me if I called the wrong name, wrong number. Now, 21 days, you will notice that at the expiration of 21 days, it's not the mother egg that breed the egg. Abi? It is the chick. Because that place can no longer contain the chicks. You just realize that the thing cracked. So the mother will only just use time to expand the place. The thing come out. Now, that period of 21 days that the mother has sat and brooded on this is called meditation in the realm of the spirit. So when you meditate on the word of God, it will form picture. It will form an image. When it becomes image in your heart, in your mind, nobody can stop it from coming out. Okay. Am I communicating? Now, faith is the ability of God to look at what you can see. None of us have seen God physically, is that true? But you see the word of God. Now, when you are looking at the word of God, and the Holy Ghost help you to see the Almighty God as you look at the word of God, immediately you capture Him now. What happened to you? You started brooding on it by meditating. When a form picture, then you now give birth to it. That's why this miracle happened by faith. This everything we receive from God is by faith. Faith means your ability to look, and see and bring into life what you have seen. That's the only way we can please God. That's why I say, for without faith, it is impossible to please Him. He that cometh to Him must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Now, I keep telling people again and again that, look, this is where the work is. Many can recite 100 scripture passages, but they are not giving back to life. They are not giving back to life. Am I communicating? Mm-hmm. And nobody wants to hear you reciting scripture. They don't want to hear that. They want to see the life that the scripture you are seeing is bringing to them for benefit. You are not with me. No, listen. Let me come in this way. Faith is God's ability to look at the earth in order to see what is in heaven and bring what is in heaven down to the earth. That's the prayer. That's the only prayer that Jesus taught us. What did he say? No. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is. It means every blessed day, a child of God must bring something from heaven and implement it here on earth. It is then you are living by the faith of the Son of God. May that be your portion from now. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Do you understand now? The word of God you look at now, they are not in the head. Even if they look at it, they are in the head. Because spiritually speaking, the word of God you are reading in the Bible is settling in heaven. So your ability to understand it and bring it to the head is what makes you to live a productive life. I think, is this Psalm 119 verse 89, sir? Say, thy word, O Lord, is settling in heaven. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Then, when a man of faith now see what God deposited in heaven, he capture it and download it for implementation here on earth. They say this man is a man of faith. A man of faith is not only going to church. A man of faith is using spiritual things to bless people physically. Ty. I have a sister here. Don't know what happened. Every message that we have ever preached here, from the day we started recording, he collected all and distributed them all. Is he living by faith? I said, is that the person living by faith? You know, he said, to be filled with the Holy Ghost beyond speaking in tongues. She says, you know it's true. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, by speaking in tongues, they shall know you. Is that what he said? He said, by their fruit, what you are producing. If you have a mango, what do I tell you to do for your mango in the company? Your mango, I say, cut it off. Because the fruit is bearing is not satisfactory. I say, remove it. Mango that form big canopy like that will just produce one small conkolo or something. I say, what? My friend, cut it off. He says, no, sir. I will not cut it for a reason. Because he provided sheet for the vehicle. The way planting to provide food for the vehicle, also eat from it. A child of God must bring results. Result. The result is the reason why you are existing. Do you understand my point? How many of you have prayed before? Maybe you think before. Lord, I just wish just take me to heaven now. You have think like that. Do you know why God didn't take you there? Because He wants you to be productive here. This is, He needs you here now. To become His representative. When we don't understand the subject of faith, we will pray that God let me go. But a man who understood the subject of faith said, no, to remain here is more profitable. Do you remember? You see Philippians chapter 1. Let's go there quickly. Verse 21. And let's go to Philippians 1. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Verse 22, give me. Thank you. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Can you see? This is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I will not. Next. For I am in a state of wish to, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. But look at what he concluded. How he concluded in 24. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. The reason why God still allows you to be living here is so that you can be useful for people. Useful to people. Be a blessing to them. Don't run away. He didn't say you are the salt of heaven. What did he tell you? Do you read in your Bible that you are the salt of heaven? Because already in heaven, there are a lot of salt there. But he said here, yeah, you are the salt of the earth. He said, but if you don't know that you are the salt of the earth, that you are only useful here, there we only sing praises. But here, we are to be a benefit to others. Don't forget this. That's the essence of the gospel. Huh? Do you understand? Huh? You see a lot of songs. This world is not my home. I'm only passing by. My treasure now, my gold. There is, God knew that your treasure and your gold is there. He said, remain here and bless people. Huh? Am I communicating? No, you need to understand the gospel very well. Now, this brother said, look, I am living by the faith. How did Jesus live by faith? That's where I'm going now next. So that when you capture this reality, honestly, on a daily basis, you will have fruit to show for your devotion. Huh? You will have fruit to show for your attending meetings. You will have fruit to show for attending programs. Attending program without a fruit to show for it, it makes no sense. Huh? Oh my God, are you with me? Let's go to that John chapter 5. You know something happened? Something happened because Jesus healed one impotent man. But now they began to argue. This man is not supposed to be healed on the Sabbath day and all of this. And Jesus began his message there. Let's start from verse 17 now. John chapter 5. My father walked it out too, and I walk. Therefore, the Jews saw they want to kill him. Can you imagine? Somebody is doing good, they want to kill him. Why did they want to kill him? Because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his father, making himself equal with God. Is that their business? Do you know some of the confession that God has said for to know here? When you are confessing it, they look at you as if they should tear you up. Do you confess those confessions with your mouth? Is it not with your mouth? And you are enjoying the benefit. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what is here the Father do. This is the matter now. But what is here the Father do. But what is here the Father do. For what thing soever he doeth, this also doeth the Son likewise. Please kiss me. As at the time that Jesus was speaking this one, where was Jesus practically? Where was God then? How did he see? Jesus was seeing the Father, what the Father is doing, through the Old Testament. As he read the Old Testament, whenever he confronted them, he said, is it not written in your law? But they were reading it religiously because they had no power for conversion. But Jesus had the power to convert them. Oh my God. Receive grace to convert spiritual thing to physical thing. Yeah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Yeah. Because at the time he made that statement, he knew that God is in heaven. At the same time, God lives in him. Have you? It means Jesus was living from inside to outside. But most of us today, we are living from outside into inside. No! We should live from inside to outside. Say, I receive grace. To live from inside to outside. Then look at verse 20. Very powerful. This thing will change your story. I tell you. For the Father loved the Son and sheweth him all things that himself doeth. And he will shew him greater works than this, that ye may marvel. Why did God decide to shew Jesus? He knew that Jesus will implement them here. Anything that God shows you, you cannot implement it on earth to benefit people. You have frustrated the grace. Are you with me now? For us not to frustrate the grace of God, we should know that the reason why God shows us anything is for the purpose of implementation here on earth, not in heaven. Kai, oh my God. May God give us understanding. Do you understand now? The Father showed him. My Father walk, I walk. And what my Father does is exactly what I do. Because I saw what he does. So God showed us so that we implement them here. And anyone that enters into this realm, I bear with you. You will command more than respect. No. Look at verse 21. For as the Father raised the dead and given life unto them or quickened them, even so the Son quickened whom he will. As the Father raised the dead, it means every manifestation and perform of Jesus when he was here on earth is exactly what the Father needs. That's the meaning, that's the essence of prayer. Prayer is not giving me this, giving that. Prayer means show me what is in your heart that you want me to implement here now. That's prayer. Oh my God, am I communicating? This may look awkward to you. Excuse me. Is there anyone that ever prayed more than Jesus? Can you see Jesus was explaining all the meaning of his prayer? If many times Jesus go to God for prayer when he was here on earth, what is he saying? Father, what next? What is in your heart for the people of the earth now? Show me so that I will implement it. So that the people will give glory to you. Hi. May God give us understanding. Oh, my heart bleak when I see many things happening in the society today. Because of just simple lack of understanding something. Look at, let's read 22. For the Father judges no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. Verse 23. That all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father, which hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that... Excuse me. How would they hear Jesus' word and believe on him that sent him? It means whatever Jesus is saying per time is exactly what God wanted to say at that time. So the ultimate glory to be celebrated is the glory of understanding and know God. Not the glory of what we achieve. I come again. The ultimate glory to be boasted about, the ultimate glory to share with people, is that you understand and know God. What does it mean? You understand when God blinks his eyes. You know what it means. If I'm to ask one of my sisters, I will have told us here, but I won't call name now. Do you know, many of you are staying with your mother very well, when you are very young, and up to now, I know some of you, even though you are not living with your mother, you are still close. Is that not true? You know, in our mothers in those days, I don't know of now, you know this jet age. But in those days, your mother will blink her eyes like this to you. When you disobey that sign, you will receive something when you come back home. How many of you experience that? Sometimes maybe you are with your mom. He doesn't want to say he do that. You are not observant. He say when you go back home, you will understand. By what? How many of you understand this? Now you will know that the fourth time that your mom gave you that sign, you failed. Abi? Most times, sometimes when we read the Bible, when God shows us something, we shout. We never ask him, why do you show me? How many of you, when God just opens some light for you, shout? I've been there. But if that shouting will be very okay, you will ask, Lord, why do you show me this? So when he explains why he showed you, and you go about to implement it, oh my God, you see things happening. That will be your portion. No, I'm using physical thing now to interpret what the word is saying. Now, did your mother show you sign because he hates you? Okay, when you failed that sign, why did he discipline you? Is it because he hates you? No! He wants you to behave well, even more than herself. By the time you started catching those signs, anytime your mom is going and say, let's go. What happened to the rebel who doesn't catch the sign? Say, don't follow me, you can disgrace me. So, when you see, they say, one man is endowed, God show him anything, it is because he understands why God show him. Am I communicating, please? You see, the rest, he will leave them. Now that you have understood me, I am now sending you to go and educate them. Do you understand? That's faith. Anything you hear from God, you must understand it. Not only understand it, you must give back to it. Oh my God. Hi. You know, it's good to stay with others. I will not forget one. My uncle said something to me one day. That thing till tomorrow. Till I will leave this world, I won't forget it. I just arrived at the school, greeted him. About 2 years we've not met. He said, sit down. I sat down. He said, I know you have been far from me now for years. I expect you to get more sense than the people here. He said, how did our father told us that they used to sit down when they go to farm during war? Was I born there? I said, Daddy, I didn't know. He said, what? He said, you don't know? He repeated the question again. He said, during the war. I said, yes, sir. You want to tell me now? I should put it on my right, on my left hand so that I will not use to eat food. I'm bringing something to you now. He said, in those days during the war, two of them must go to farm, not one person. And when they are sitting down in the farm, they will sit down and face one another. They will face each other. He said, do you know why they face each other? I said, I don't know. He said, this is where the matter is. So that if there is any trouble coming from this direction, the person facing that direction will alert this person. They will not. He said, if there is any trouble coming from this direction, this person facing you will alert you. You will both run. So both of you will escape. Now I know that. When Jesus now said, started sending out his disciples, he sent them two and two. He sent how many? What this one cannot see, this should see it. And the moment this person sees it, it should. May God grant us wisdom. Amen. That my uncle was not a Christian, no. But it taught me something that when I now say, Jesus, why do you send people two and two? Do you know what I had that day? He referred me to that story. So when you conceive a revelation from God and you refuse to back it to your fellow, the revelation will not even benefit you, neither will it benefit another person. Hi. Do you get the point now? Please. When Jesus was sending the disciples out, he sent them one. How? He will send one preacher and send one administrator to follow. They were walking like that. Have you ever asked yourself a question? Why did God give you two hands? You never ask. How many of you can walk with right hand? You want to wash it clean. You are just doing like this. Did it touch everywhere? Where did it touch? Only where it could touch. But excuse me, when you begin to walk with two hands, what happened? No matter how active you are, that secret of your activeness, share with another. That is faith.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I know you love story. You like story? You know the story we made the world to enter you. That's why I'm doing story. The pattern we read. Give up verse 26, please. As the Father have life, when you see, for as the Father had life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself. What is it? Now, Jesus said he always do that which that pleases the Father. What God expects is not to waste his prophecies. It's not to waste his revelations, but to implement them. Why did God give you corn during rainy season? To be eaten or to be planted? They are not answering me. Please let me ask these people. Why did God give you corn during rainy season? To be eaten? When you eat your corn during rainy season, what will happen during harvest? Huh? I say faith. This brother said he lives by the faith of the Son of God. Now, how Jesus lived, and he said, because I live, you will live also. Now, Jesus lived a productive life. And the secret of his productive life, living, it is because he understands what God says. He did not only settle with the understanding, he does what? He implements them. John chapter 8, verse 28 and 29, quickly. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We will see from now on, your story is changing them all. Then Jesus said unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. As my Father has taught me, I speak these things. Verse 29. And he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, because for I do always those things that please him. It means the reason why God gave you anything from heaven is for you to implement it here on earth. The reason why God gave you anything, any of his heavenly resources, is so that you will implement it here on earth. If you check the prayer of Jesus in Matthew, you check it in Luke, you see he repeated the same thing. And today people recite it. Please, that prayer is not to be recited. It's beyond what? It's beyond recitation, please. Very short prayer, but it's an eternal kind of prayer. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now, the first man that God created I was shocked. God never gave Adam the food that was cooked. God didn't cook food for him. But he told him something. Look and see. All these things I've given you for food. But what God pointed at doesn't resemble food. Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. For you to fulfill God's mandate, you must learn this secret. You must master it. Verse 29, Genesis 1, 29. And God said, after he had declared all his blessing upon the man, say, all these blessings, these prophetic blessings, can only come to pass if you will do what is here. He said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion, and all of this. See, and God said, behold, look, behold me, look and see. I have given you every herb behind his seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree, yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat. How could seed become your meat? How will it become your food? That is where faith has to work. And I said, when I begin to study my Bible again to see some character, God never asked any man in the Bible, what do you look at? He's always asking, what do you see? He said, what you see, I will hasten to perform. What you see, and you cannot see anything unless you look. Okay. Don't know how. Do you understand now? Now, God told Adam, look, you can only become productive here if you learn the subject of conversion. Ability to see what is intangible when you look at what is tangible and bring it to reality. That is the key everywhere. When he mentioned this finish, he left the man. But every day, he communicated with the man. The reason why I gave you this is for this. The reason why I gave you this is for this. So the moment Satan altered that fellowship, what happened? Man began to struggle. And Jesus said, no. God said, no. Jesus, go back. Restore the man back to that same position. That was why, you see now, you know, I've seen many preachers who say, Adam give name to all the animals. Adam didn't give name. Adam only called them the name that God has named. God. Excuse me. God know their name, Abi. He brought them to Adam to see what Adam will call them. It means Adam was able to see the name that God labeled them. That's why he was able to call them. If Adam has not seen what God called them, he can't call them. Oh my God. Because he didn't know them. But when God brought them to him, he looked and see the name. I said, this is this, this is this, this is this. Because he was operating at the frequency of God. But now, the King of Kings is living here. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. So now God wants you to see, okay, he said, look at what I brought to you. What do you see there? Call the name. It will come to pass. Do you understand now? Adam never gave their name, but he called the name that God gave them. Let's read there. You see what he said. Genesis chapter. Hallelujah. Are you enjoying the meeting? Thank you very much. Genesis chapter 2. Let's start from verse 19 now. Quickly, thank you. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he will call them to see. What did we call them?
He didn't say to see what did we name them. It means, sorry, if you give me something, what do you expect me to read? What you have written? If I'm not reading anything, I won't read anything. He brought them to him to see whether Adam is seeing what I have written.
God.
And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. What does it mean? Adam was able to look at the animal in order to see the name that God called them. Then he began to call them. And God said, correct. A man, yes. Yes. This is it. You look where? He came to Jeremiah and said, what do you see? He didn't say, what do you look? God doesn't want you to look only. He wants you to look and to see. Then when you now see, he's expecting you to bring to pass what you have seen. That's the law in the Bible. Do you understand now? Receive grace to see into the realm of the Spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus. But unfortunately today, many look, only few see. Many look, but few do what? Many listen, few hear. This is the key now. Do you understand? Everything that God created, He created them for man. But if man does not know why God created those things, he will live a failure on this planet, on this side of the world. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost the sense of his saltness, it will be as good as not. That will not be your portion. So, whenever a Christian brother lost the sense of the reason why God created he or her, when they lost the sense of the reason why God created things, they enter into religion. Religion starts when conversion stops. God expects you to see HIV patients to look at him and see the removal of those problems. But when a man who is not spiritually inclined look, you see a dead person. They say, Jesus, go by, he is dead. He said, no, he's sleeping. What kind of thing is that? It means he has seen in the realm of the spirit that Lazarus said, for this sickness is not unto death. It's for the glory. And it came to pass. This is how we live by faith. Not because I'm attending faith or fire this. Living by faith is your ability to look at the visible in order to see the invisible and bring the invisible into physical reality. Hallelujah. Receive grace. I say receive grace not to frustrate the grace of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. When you see a typical inventor, who invented or something? Is that in Nigeria? Nigerian man will look at the cow and see only meat. A productive person will see oil, will see cloth, he will see shoe, he will see bag. He will see in a broken plate. But what did your brother see when they are doing burial? Only meat. Wasting our resources in the name of burial. Including the skin. They're burning with fire. We are bombing billions with fire. Because we couldn't see when we look. Many of us, we use gold to build house, to do foundation of house. You know those stones they crush? That you just buy it and lay the foundation. There are gold inside. You don't know? Okay. May God give us understanding to know.
God's children have the advantage over the unbeliever. Our connection with God. God will whisper to us, as I said, the way our mother normally talked to us in those days. He expects you to understand. Sometimes they use sign, this five finger is different. See, if I do like this, I say, keep quiet. If I raise this one up, I say, move. I may expect you to. Sometimes God didn't speak, he shows sign. And he wants you to capture it. And the moment you capture that sign, the next thing you get is to working how you are going to implement it here to better the life of people. Do you understand now? Everything that God created, they are for a reason. Your ability to know the reason why God created them and to bring them to pass is the reason why you can live productively and successfully. Do you understand? That's the reason why there is poverty now. Eh? You bought cow, 500,000. You finish it that day. In the name of burial. Another person carry it. For something else. And that person now go and process it and bring it back to you. And collect your money again. All what we use our groundnut for is to fry and eat and to do kunu jeda. No, sir. You know what I'm saying? They be laughing. Maybe God is speaking to your heart now. That look, you have been living in poverty. Because you did not know why God created those things that comes to you. Anywhere, we must preach everything out. I pray the prayer. I say, Lord, help me to die empty. Don't let me go back home with anything. Let all be released for the betterment of people's life before I go. When the hospital was a few days ago, the young child was just born. Was just crying in the hands of the grandmother. And I was receiving message. The child do like it. I said, oh. This child is making an echo. I have come with something. He couldn't talk. But he's echoing. Maybe in the next 3 days, the hands will open. Abi? He can open and close. But when an old man dies, the hands open cannot be folded. What does it mean? What I came with. And unfortunately, let me read the last passage. Every day, God is speaking to us. Because I've heard some people say, I don't know how to hear God's voice. Do you know when best is speaking? God is speaking. Let me read it for you so that you understand where I'm going before I go away. That's the last place I will read and go this night. Psalm 19. My favorite psalm. From verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God. What is the voice coming out from heaven every day? The glory of God. And the firmament, the sky, showed God's handiwork. Sometimes you look up, you see rainbow. Sometimes you look up, you see green. You see black, you see all these things. He says he's showing you the handiwork of God. Day unto day, utter speech. Night unto night, showed knowledge. And verse 3 was what really tear my heart apart. There is no speech, nor language, where their voice is not heard. If for a Nupe person, he will speak in Nupe language. If you look at your cloth now, all of you, just look now, stylishly with your cloth. You will see a design there. If this white, this brother that wore white now, if you go out now and look at the sky, you will see white.
Is that true?
Some of you, if you go closer to a tree and you look at the leaf, you will see the design in your clothes. Is that true? And you say, government didn't give me a job. When creation is giving you a job, you refuse to accept it. We went somewhere to buy flour one day. Okay? The decorator flour. When I got there, they told us in those days, I'm talking of year 2000, they told us one small flower like that. They say it's 7,000. We say, hey? Don't know when I now look down very well. Don't know what I saw that surprised me? You see the flower of corn plant. Eh? The dry one. They cut it. And now color it. And package it and put inside one small pot. What is wasted in my father's farm? Yes! They gather them, they package them, they color it, they say it's 7,000. Because the person gets it is more than me. He understood. The creation. Another day we went somewhere. Oh my God. They saw one ant farm for us. Very wonderful. When I look at the ant farm, it was the feather of fowls. They gather it, they knit it together, they pack it, very pretty. They sell it for us. And now begin to get sense. That it means what will benefit people is already in the head. Then your ability to know why those things are there, you pick it up. Do we see wasted feather every day? All our corn plant now, what do? Only cow eat it. No. The stone that our mother used to cook at the backyard. They used to support their pot. Abi? They are heating it in fire every day. When the fire hits to a point, it cracks. A typical artist would see it and pick it up and paint it. And people come and watch. What is paint? And they paying thousands of naira. And this man is a big man. No, he was able to understand that this stone is not to be useless. Do you see what we are doing now? Christianity. Speaking in tongues. Enjoy worship songs. No, sir. When you go to God to pray, do you know what God tell you? Call upon me and I will answer you and show you. What you don't know, when God shows you immediately, it is a set of you to pick it up and begin to work on it. You don't need two ideas. One is okay. When you grab one and begin to work on it, they will give you different kind of meaning. That is the law. That is the law. I will answer you, then what is next? What next? I will show you. Great am I. Why did God show you those things? So that you can implement them here on earth to better the life of others. Prayer, men of prayer. Show the fruit of your praying. This is the law. So, can you see, there is not supposed to be a poor person in the body of Christ. Huh? Why are we poor today? So they keep quiet because you are not praying enough. Ignorant preacher will tell you, pray until something happens. They name a different name. I read one book the other day, they say, push, I drop it. They say, pray until something happens. What kind of nonsense is this? Excuse me. As we are here, when your father was alive, do you need to cry before he answers you? Do you need one kind of drama to do before he hears you? How do you expect God to say, okay, you have to do one kind of style before he hears you? Is it not foolishness? And God will be showing us something. He said, you need confirmation. For how long? Stop confirming. Go to work.
Go into walking.
This is the key for today. Do you understand my point now? Eh? If not for the initiative of some people, you won't sit down on the plastic chair. Before it was bench we are using. Huh? This seat you are sitting on is simply a petroleum product. Abi, is that true? Please, let's wake up. Say, I receive grace to wake up. I will not die poor. Do you know why? We have three forms of poor. Three. There are three. The poor, the poorer, and the poorest. The poor is a man that has no idea at all. The poorer is the one that refuses to look for idea. The poorest is the one that has idea and refuses to do anything with it. That's why I see poorest are plenty in the Christendom. They have the revelation, but inability to convert it to physical something that can better people, they become poor. They have it. We have what it takes. Am I communicating? Oh my God. You didn't answer me. Are you coming out right now? Can you see that? Jesus never eat anybody for free. He offers something before they give him food. Hello? He offers them something before they give him food. He said, go and preach. In whatever house you enter, if they accept you, give what you have, and whatever they have, they will give you to eat. He said, eat. Please don't eat anybody food without giving them something. Stamp your feet. Say, today I am liberated. No more poverty for me. No more shame for me. No more reproach for me. I am liberated forever. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands. Father, bless. We bless you. Let your word create the impact you design it for. In the life of everyone. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for hearing us. In Jesus' name we pray.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.